Vince is gonna take over.
Hello.
Hi.
Did everybody have a good week?
Yeah.
You did. My microphone is a little too loud. So what we will do here is turn it down a little bit. That's better. Well, my friends, tonight I want to talk about something that's very, very special, and it's called grace. It's what the Bible is all about, is grace. And as you can see here, my computer's not working. So we don't have a slideshow. So I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. And we're going to take it right out of the book. So I would like you guys for a moment stand up for me as we pray. Would you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of us coming here to church. And thank you for a good game night so far. Please help us praise you for the rest of the week, even when we're not at Moana. And everything we do it in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone here know the verse Ephesians 2:4-8? Anyone? For by grace, through faith, to be... Hang on. What is Ephesians 2:8? It says,
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
A gift. Grace is a gift. Can you take a gift back? Can you take a gift? If I give you a gift, can I take it back?
No.
No.
So what is grace? Someone want to tell me what grace is?
Grace is something.
It is something. It is something very, very special. Okay, that's a stumbler. Okay, so here we're gonna start out here with the first part of chapter 2, and it says here, and you were dead in your trespasses and sin, in which you formerly walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. So my question will you guys hear is, what is this course in the world that many of us, before we accepted Christ, walking like? Yes, Judah?
We're walking in sin.
What's sin?
Satan's sin.
What's that?
Satan's sin.
Sin is doing something that your Father, God, doesn't want you to do. Okay, so people are running around the world, especially today, doing a lot of things that are displeasing to God. So it's saying here, it's like working in the course of the world according to the prince of the power of the air. Who's the prince of the power of the air? Yes, Judah.
Jesus.
No, it's Satan. Satan is the prince of the air. He has dominion over the earth. He is trying to destroy God's creation. So Paul's speaking about here that you once were walking around the world in sin and by the power of Satan and the spirit that works in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh. What's the lust of our flesh? Can someone help me what lust of the flesh is? Yes.
I was just going to say sin is death.
Sin leads to death, yes. Lust is like, you know, I really would like to have a Ferrari, And I can only afford an old Volkswagen. So my heart's lusting after that nice fancy car. So their desire was lusting after material things. And so among them, you two formerly lived in the lust of the flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, too much television. And then there were nature of children of wrath, evil people hurting one another, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, what's mercy? Help me out here. What's mercy?
Forgiveness.
It is a form of forgiveness, but what else is mercy?
When you deserve to be punished.
Yeah.
They don't punish you.
Right. You just scratched my car. And you deserve to probably be disciplined for that, but I'm going to let you go. That's called mercy. So, but God being rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Guys, I got to tell you something. That's amazing. That's why we get that song, Amazing Grace, that God would still love me even though I did bad things to someone today. That's amazing that God would care that much for all of us, that he would care for us even though we sin. And by grace you have been saved and raised up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places of Jesus Christ. So by grace allows us to receive this gift of salvation, which allows us to be in the presence of God. Through who? How do I get to the presence of God? How can I become in the presence of God?
By trusting Jesus as your Savior.
By trusting in Jesus with faith, believing in him that he died for us, so that in the ages to come, Jesus might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ. Now here's the memorization verse. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Boasting, what's boasting? I'm going to pick on someone else. Yes.
Bragging.
Bragging, yeah. Boasting. Oh, look what can that get you to heaven? Oh, look, I've gone to church every Sunday my whole life, and I gave 10 cents to the offering. Am I going to go to heaven? Not by that. So I'd be boasting about, oh, my attendance is wonderful, but that's not going to work, is it? For we are his workmanship created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand. What does that mean? What do you mean that God prepared grace for me before I sinned? What does that mean? You guys are fooling around too much.
Something that my dad did a couple of months ago. There was this old lady, her tire had popped. There was leaking oil and gas, so my dad quickly picked this up. Then he went to the curb and helped the old lady like get her car back, and he helped push it to the side.
That's pretty favorable. That's brotherly love, isn't it? That's a tender heart. That's a gracious man there. Did you thank your dad? You need to tell him, good job, Dad. Good job. Because that's what God calls us to do, walk in a manner of loving one another. caring for each other. You know, people said, well, how are you doing? And I've shared with people that when you ask someone how they're doing, you must be ready to change your day. Because if you truly love someone and you ask them how they're doing and they say, I'm not feeling well and I think I'm going to take my life, you better be with that person. Your day just changed. So when we care about someone, we need to love them enough to go the extra mile. God loves us so much that he sent his son from heaven to come to earth and die on a cross. He came to earth. One of you children recited Luke about that a Savior was given to us in Bethlehem. Jesus took on fully, he was fully God. And he came into the world as a baby so that he would be just like you. He would experience everything, all the hurts, all the hardships. He was even tempted, but he resisted and was obedient. Because we believe in him, Jesus, he died on the cross to pay that price for our sins and gave us that free life, eternal life. And the way to heaven is through faith in Christ, receiving grace. Father God, thank you so much that you would love us so much that amidst all of our filthy, dirty, rotten ways that we live our life, you would still come alongside, comfort us, lift us up, care for us, cleanse us, and let us start again. Father, I thank you for these brothers and sisters that I have in Christ here. I pray a hedge of protection around them, that you would guard their hearts, guard their minds. Encourage them, Father, to love one another. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you.